Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. This week's episode releases on Audacity to Hope Day. Audacity to Hope Day celebrates the power of hope, optimism, and the courage to work towards a better future despite challenges and obstacles. It's also dedicated to former U.S. President Obama, who wrote the book, The Audacity of Hope, Thoughts on Reclaiming the American Dream. His inspiration for the phrase, The Audacity of Hope, came from a sermon by Pastor Jeremiah Wright, in which he said, to take the one string you have left and to have the audacity to hope.
Just one string. That's all we need.
Let's get this.
We diving into the hope. Audacity. The hope pool.
The hope pool. Mm. Yes. Explorers, thank you so much for joining us.
We hope you enjoy this episode. Yeah, she did.
She did that.
She did that.
She did that.
She said it.
Okay, Karen. Mm-hmm. What even is hope? What does that mean to you?
Well, I would say that hope is a perspective. It's a way of thinking about a situation. It is a feeling, but it's also a point of view. It's seeing something, seeing the darkness, and knowing that there's light on the other side.
So you're saying hope is another one of those duality words?
It's so dual.
Dual.
It's so dual. Yeah, there's two sides to it. We were talking about this before we started recording, about hope being something very steadfast and solid and anchoring, all the meanwhile being light, airy, and flighty. Hope feels like a hot air balloon. It can be weighted down in the basket. It can hold us. It can protect us. It can be solid, depending upon how we turn up the flame. It can lift us high, real high.
I love everything about that. I'm going to turn on the hope flame.
You tell us, because I know, my sister Tara, that you did some research.
I did.
Know it in my soul.
I did a little bit of research, and I focus on the meaning of audacity and hope. With this audacious hope, we are starting with a realistic understanding of the challenges and obstacles that may or may not arise, and pushing through anyway. We remain committed to believing that things are possible. So that commitment implies that it is not wishy-washy. It's not, well, I hope this is that. We often use the word hope in a wish that something will work out well or in a positive way.
Which is not necessarily based in anything but your desire. This idea, I hope, as if you don't have the power. Hope gives you back your power.
Hope is very empowering.
And it's so interesting what you said about believing in possibilities, because when I was looking into this and thinking about it, I was thinking about hopeful individuals. We are more likely, us hopeful individuals, to frame difficulties as challenges instead of feeling threatened or shut down by them. That enables you to experience setbacks as less stressful. Hopeful individuals are optimistic about their future, and they believe in possibilities. You have to believe in possibilities. Be open. Be hopeful.
I love that you mention optimism being independent of hope, because I really want to point out for our explorers that audacious hope, or hope in and of itself, is not just optimism. Hope is grounded in a realistic understanding of the challenges and obstacles ahead, while optimism is more idealistic and may not consider the complexities of real-world situations. It's
I wish things or I see things will be beautiful and amazing, but I'm not taking in consideration this big giant boulder that's in my way. Mm. Optimism is more passive.
I was going to say, oh my gosh, I was going to say, you have to have the action,
right? Yes.
The activeness, the action. And optimism is a bit more ethereal, a little bit more of a poofy cloud idea, whereas hope feels like it's that positivity backed by action.
Yes, yes. Optimism is definitely helpful. It just does not necessarily inspire individuals to take that action.
Makes sense to mm-hmm. me. That makes sense. Yeah, I like that. I like how you said that.
Also, we spoke before we started recording on hope and resilience. We have an episode where we spoke about strength and resilience. Mm-hmm. To me, hope and resilience are two sides of the same coin.
Mm.
Hope and resilience, that's such a powerful combination. When we have audacious hope, we are more likely to stay motivated and focus on our goals, even when things get tough. Our resilience helps us bounce back from those setbacks or challenges, learn from our mistakes, and keep moving forward.
They're very close cousins, aren't they?
They are.
They're related, but not the same. They play supporting roles in each other's
yes.
movies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I also dove into the connection between audacious hope and courage.
Mm. Speak more on that.
I shall. So courage is the ability to face difficult or challenging situations with bravery, and audacious hope, or that hope mindset, enables us to maintain this courage.
Hope is the fuel
mm-hmm.
for the bravery, for the courage.
Yes.
To continue to persevere. That's so interesting. Perseverance, resilience, and hope all share a belief in a better life, a better future, a better way. It helps us to see the bigger picture and to move toward that goal or that ideal or that idea, that picture that you're seeing, that thing that you want to realize.
Mm. Why did the cowardly lion pop into my head as we were talking about courage?
I love that guy. Oh, I love that guy.
It just reminds us that these things, the cowardly lion, like courage and hope and resilience and perseverance, exist within us already. If we fast forward to the end of the story,
baby lion, you already had this.
I was in there all along.
Just look at all the things you did. That took courage.
We don't see it or appreciate it until we really need it and start
yes.
looking to it, counting on it.
Hmm. Okay. So one of my favorite connections to hope is creativity.
Oh, I really want to hear more about this. Say what?
So
hope and creativity.
Hope and creativity.
Okay. My brain is going click, 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 click. I'm like,
how does this work?
Yeah, I'm making all the lines. Yes.
With hope, we believe in the power of positive change and the potential for solutions.
Mm.
This hope, this belief fuels our creativity and encourages us to think outside the box as we develop these new approaches to old challenges.
It fuels, in fact, requires creativity. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm picturing this all as like a Venn diagram where all these like things are like hope is in the middle.
Hope
and
is
all
the
these
center.
Things that, yeah,
all of the things hope fuels to get us through and over the challenges mm-hmm. and the setbacks.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
with our creative hope, we are not afraid to try new things or take risks. Risk. What does that mean to you?
Mm.
It's like, oh, okay, it didn't work this time, or it will work this time. Like, I'm not going to give up.
You're open to out-of-the-box ways of thinking and mm-hmm. solutions. Your creativity opens you up to remain hopeful as you pivot during the challenges
yes.
and the situations.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah. Yes, indeed. Mm. Hmm.
Yeah.
So let's talk for a second about hope and faith and how they're related or not.
Hope,
what are your thoughts on that?
And faith are definitely related. Faith is the foundation we can build our hope on.
Mm. Faith is the foundation. Okay. When we have faith, in, I don't know, say something bigger than ourselves, or in the trusting that the solution comes, the mm-hmm. answer comes, mm-hmm. we can inflate the hope.
Yes.
Mm, cool. I love that. I love that. Yes. Well said.
Oh, thanks.
I was flinging that right over, right across the table.
Oh, let me swing. Oh, I got it.
You did not whiff at all. You connected big time. Hope is integral to healing and the human journey. We must be hoping on some level as we wake up every day. We continue to wake up and try each day to be better, do better, and create something of substance. And if we didn't have hope, we wouldn't do those things. We wouldn't feel those things or try those things. You feel me?
It's that hope fuel keeping you going.
Yeah, it's important that we have hope. The absence of hope is desperation. The absence of hope is depressing, holding back, or suppressing our energy flow, the life force, as well as a connection to something bigger than ourselves, and it takes away our power, as we were saying just a bit ago. So if you ignite that flame of hope, somehow rub two sticks together, by God, do something
yes.
to get a little bit of hope happening. And that's going to pull you out of the feelings of powerlessness and desperation and I can't or won't.
That hope flicker is really, really important in those times when we feel lost and discouraged. You have to look for the light.
Okay, that was all just mic dropping, like, that was a quotable, I can't, that whole thing.
I mean, it makes me so sad to know that there are people who feel desperate, hopeless, and discouraged and lost. That makes my soul very sad.
Yeah. Oh, that's just a ping in my heart.
And it goes against everything that you and I personally believe about joy. Why we were created, joy and love. And it's hard to have joy and love without hope.
Yes.
Everybody plays together in the sandbox.
They're all in there.
They're all important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
So if, Explorer, beautiful. You are listening to this and you are in that hopeless space, we're going to ask you to find that one string you have left. And have the audacity to hope, as Pastor Jeremiah Wright said. Just that one string. It don't even need to be the whole string.
It's just, you're just holding, it could be frayed. You're just gonna grab the end. Grab the end and hold on for dear life.
For life.
I love the idea of the little piece of string or the little flicker of the flame, the little spark. There's something that we can, as humans, relate to. Those moments when we're faced with, are we going to give in or are we going to survive? That primal aspect of it's this or the alternative, which is just giving up.
I like to think that I'm too tenacious to give up.
Tenacity.
I don't always have to know how or when, but my goodness, I'm going to keep going.
That's beautiful. Not everybody has that tenacity, not everybody feels that, or even feels worthy of it in a way. There's an element of hopelessness that's connected to not feeling worthy, because when we feel worthy, we can continue to hold on to that. That can be the spark, the candle in the dark night. Like, I know there is goodness for me. I know that I'm worthy. I know that I'm worthy, and I'm going to ride this out. I'm going to be patient. I'm going to see. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Even if you have to pretend for a few minutes, days, weeks.
Plants. It's me this time.
Oh, my gosh.
It's me this time.
Oh, my goodness.
This time, it is me.
And me coming from the trees before this recording, I was set up to be talking about plants and nature all night long.
I got it.
I love it. Go.
I think about plants growing in artificial light versus natural light. Plants still grow in the artificial light. So, till you make it, get you a little sun lamp, your clip on to yourself, and just go. You're still going to grow. You're still going to do the things that you need to do.
I love that. It's okay. Just hold on. Either way, just hold on to it.
So that's where the plants came in for me.
Well, now I have to extend the metaphor because
please do.
Now I'm thinking about the hope of springtime and how we exhibit hope when we plant a seed. Mm. Not a seedling or plant already, but the actual seed. We put the seed in the dirt and we're like, I hope it comes up. The seed will absolutely, it will do its thing. It will do what it's naturally meant to do if we provide the right environment. Mm. So sometimes it's creating that. We're adding the water, we're getting the good soil, we're making sure there's enough sunlight. And whatever it is that creates that environment for us to have hope within,
mm-hmm.
find those things, have those things in place and ready to go for those moments.
Yes. Mm. I love this environment, creating the environment, because you guys, there is a hope ripple effect. Audacious hope can lead to positive change. When we are audacious with our hope, we are more likely to see the good in ourselves, others, and our situations. So that positive mindset doesn't just benefit us, but everyone else, the environment as well.
That's why it's so powerful when people come together with a vision or a goal, and they all have that hope surrounding that vision or that goal, and they're working towards it. That's why that's so powerful. And that's why we can't give up, and we got to keep working together, especially in the environment that we're in right now.
Because when we work together and hold on to that hope, we can make a difference. Like you said, when we give up, the game is over.
Game over. All right, this just popped in my head. We can make it happen.
What is this?
We can make it happen. We can make it happen.
I don't know this one.
We can make it
happen.
It's
now I'm going to have to.
It's a song. Yeah, we're going to have to
look that up later. We can make it happen.
Yeah. Just had to have that
moment. She was creating an environment, thinking of where we are today, nationally, globally.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot give up hope.
We cannot. It's certain death.
Oh.
It's certain death in all the ways. Yeah. We cannot give up hope.
All right. We're not giving up our hope. We will continue to believe in the power of our potential.
Possibility, potential. Yes, potentiality.
Potentiality. Mm. We will use our hope to support one another in love. We will use our hope to encourage others to continue the hope ripple effect that can lead to an even greater impact. So we keep doing our hopeful jobs. This catalyst of change we see will be.
Oh, that rhymed. That was poetry. Because you're right. It's you generate the hope, and then the four people around you generate the hope. And like hope is just, as you said, it's like that ripple effect. It's a positive flow, and it just keeps moving.
That is what we're asking. The positive flow. More of the positive, please.
More of that, please. I will take two.
Please, 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 more. More of that.
It's easy to get cynical. It's easy to get cynical and be like, well, that's just how it's going to be. Or like, there's nothing I can do. What can I do? Can't, that's giving up. That's giving in.
Don't give up. Dig in. Go harder. Be bolder. We need it. We need more of the ripple effect. We need more positive change.
There's a tug of war going on between hope and desperation.
Mm.
We got to pull harder. Our side's got to pull harder. Let's get on it, team.
Come on. Come on, you guys. Oh, I
love it.
That is a visual. Sometimes the not so good things that happen come from that place of desperation, that hopelessness. I don't want to give up my stake because it's not enough for everybody.
It's related to fear and scarcity mindset. Yeah, 100%.
How many times we've spoken about or will continue to speak about shifting your mindset. I remember when the girls, there was a big push a few years ago about you got to have a growth mindset. I feel they were mostly annoyed by it because that was how they operated. It's like, why are y'all not already doing this?
Is there any other way to be?
There's another option.
That's hilarious. Because I remember hearing that phrase and I kept thinking, Oh, I don't have that at all. Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing. Is that an option?
Please tell me more. Okay, where are we going now? Where to?
Oh, I want to talk about the duality of the steadfast, solid, yet light and airy thing, yes. Feeling, point of view that hope is. And I must share with explorers.
Please.
What you said when I was saying,
oh, you gotta buckle up. You gotta buckle up. Just go on the journey with me.
My friends, I said, hope is really solid and steadfast. Like there's that groundedness to it.
Facts.
That enables us to then sort of reach to the heavens, that light and airy, optimistic view. And my friend Tara said,
I said that hope is a meaty bird. Don't.
Hope. I have to repeat it. Hope, my friends, is a meaty bird. You're looking at the bird and you're saying, there's no way that thing's going to fly. Look at how big it is.
That big
and that wild turkey just gets
turkey
up.
Buzzard vulture just takes off.
Oh, hope is a meaty bird. Please, please, everyone start saying that.
Hope is a meaty bird. Hope is a meaty bird.
There's a lot to it.
Grounds you with a deep sense of purpose while at the same time thinking and believing the sky's the limit and anything is possible. So you're grounded, you're deep, but you're also lofty and ambitious.
It's something you can sink your teeth into.
That meaty bird.
So that, yes, you can fly, you can flow. Oh, man.
It's fine, y'all.
She said it. She said,
I own
she
it.
Said
I
that.
Did. This meaty hope bird.
I was like, I'm writing that down because I can't even.
She wanted y'all to know where my brain went.
Hope is a meaty bird. We did start talking mixing metaphors about, well, I was anyway, about it's a ship. Like you can be a ship with no anchor. Oh, goodness. There's so many things you can say about hope. How important, how absolutely vital it is. Oh, man.
What are you feeling?
I'm feeling like moving. Are we ready to move?
Heck yes. Let's move.
Yeah. Okay. So explorers, I'm going to fess up and say when Tara sent me this song as an idea, I listened to a version that was not this version. And I was thinking, what is Tara thinking here?
What is she doing?
And then we pulled up this version. I was like, oh, yeah.
This week's song for our Audacious Hope episode is by Surfaces, and the song is Sunday Best. Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
That's just 2.5 minutes of just bliss. It's so happy. It's happy. It's hopeful. And I love the simplicity of it. It's so great. It's so great. You know, it's funny because hope is so life-affirming and dancing is so life-affirming.
Oh, my goodness.
So to dance with hope is so beautiful.
This week's QOTD hopefully will not break Karen because we are in a light, airy, meaty bird grounded possibilities.
And you said hopefully. I just want to point that out. I believe in possibilities. I believe in potentiality.
All right, explorers. Today's QOTD. How can we cultivate audacious hope in ourselves and others? I feel like we've touched on a few. Mm-hmm. Karen, you mentioned our environment. Seek out people who uplift and inspire you. Listen to your favorite podcast and then listen to Sunday Best. Dance it out. Surrounding yourself with positive influences can help you stay motivated and focused on your goals.
Yes. Be around positivity. No Debbie Downers on
Please.
This one. You want people who have vision. Who have...
Ooh. Okay. Pause.
Okay.
Ooh. You want people who have vision.
Yeah.
You got to be around people that's going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, no, I love it. That's not spinning. That, so if you're down in the well, they're throwing you the rope.
Mm. Some of them even climbing down the ladder to come get you out.
Just carry you right on back up.
Yes. Yeah.
That's really crucial, really, is having people. Having people that you trust and can count on to light that spark when you can't find it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness, yes. In that same vein of seeking out the people who uplift and inspire you, whether you know them personally or not, you also have a hope duty to encourage others to pursue their dreams and their goals. Share your experiences, your insights, because things you say may be the thing that sparks someone else's hope.
Make that investment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's not always about people giving to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you are in that hopeful place and you see someone who has lost that spark, who has lost that piece of magic, yeah, you can share that and light it up for them. Mm. That's important to remain mindful of. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're all in it together.
Oh my gosh.
Whether we like it or not, or whether we believe it or not.
We're all in it together.
All made of the same fluff.
Mm.
So let's make it a hopeful one.
So that's our environment. That's us encouraging mm-hmm. other people. Another good hope tool is gratitude.
There it is again.
Is there anything that
can't be made better
with gratitude?
Yes.
So take that time to reflect on the things that you are grateful for, no matter how small. Shift your focus to focus not on hopelessness, but hopefulness.
Why am I picturing right now one of those bellows that you squeeze to sort of get a fire going from the coals?
Yes.
Like it's almost out. It's almost out. And you just get all right in there with your gratitude bellows. And you
the gratitude bellows. That's an amazing visual. Like I think of the little cartoons like Bugs Bunny. I can see you would just have like gratitude written on the bellows as trying to.
And you're going. You're just pumping that thing. You're pumping that thing for dear life.
Yes. So yes, gratitude is another powerful tool for cultivating hope.
1,000%.
Is there anything else about cultivating hope? Another way?
Remembering to have fun, to do things that bring you joy. For me, it's being out in nature also, but anything that brings you joy, that could be the spark. That could be the thing that makes everything feel better and brings you back into alignment. It brings you back into that space where all of the positive mindset tools that we talk about can really serve you.
Okay. I don't know if you explorers are picking up on a theme on the good stuff.
The good stuff.
There's your mindset. There's gratitude. Being the light. Finding the light. Seeking the light. It's all connected.
Mm-hmm. All beautiful, beautiful tools.
Because that's what we were designed to be. We were designed to be beautiful.
We are beautiful. Yeah.
Well, explorers, let us know other ways you cultivate audacious hope.
If somebody's touched your life with something they've said or something they've done for you or you have been that for someone else, let us know. We want to hear your thoughts, your ideas about that.
Mm-hmm. Audacious hope encourages us to dream big, take bold action, and work hard toward a better future. It embodies a spirit of resilience, optimism, creativity, and courage. And it inspires us to keep pushing forward and never give up on our goals and aspirations. This positive mindset of possibility and positivity encourages us to find joy and meaning in the journey towards our dreams.
Bam. Just breathe that in for a second. Mm. That's hope.
Never lose faith in the power of hope to inspire positive change in ourselves and the world around us.
It's the lifeblood. It's the fuel.
As we close out this episode, you want to read a quote?
I'd love to read this quote.
Okay.
Because I love this person.
I know you do.
I love this person. This quote is by the beautiful Desmond Tutu. Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness. That's what he said. That's what we said. That's what I believe.
That's what's true.
Ain't nothing else to say after that.
Explorers, hold on to your steadfast and solid hope. We are so glad you could join us today.
We love you so much. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day and take good care. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.